Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Governor, good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking about that, too, because two Tuesdays from today is Christmas, and my family and I and my wife, all of us, are going to be together, and I probably am not going to be on with you guys.
Well, and that is appropriate.
Well, then we're not coming in. We're going to be off. We're going to take off
the governor,
that day, too.
I agree.
Yeah,
let me
talk to your boss. I'll tell you. I'll put a word in for you.
Well, we would appreciate that. These numbers, some of these numbers are just amazing. Since November of 2014... 20,000 people have been revived with the naloxone by police officers and EMS providers in Pennsylvania. These are people who overdose, usually on opioid-type substances, who might be dead if it wasn't for the naloxone. And now the state is taking a big step forward in making it more available.
Yeah, actually, the number you just cited is the first responders and police. We don't know how many people have been revived just from, you know, private citizens, family members using it to revive a loved one. So it's probably much higher than that. And what we found is since we, you know, I think the first week I was in office, the physician general gave a standing order, a prescription to every Pennsylvanian to use this. And more first responders, more and more police officers, more and more schools, more and more families have taken advantage of this. Pharmacies are selling this, and so it has become widely used, and it's been very effective. Now, again, it is not the cure.
No.
But if you want to get into treatment, you have to be alive. And so the first step is to make sure that people are alive so that they can get into treatment. This is a chronic disease, and we've got to treat it like that. And the first step is to make sure that people are alive. So naloxone is really important. And as you know, on Thursday, day after tomorrow, all the health centers, there are almost 80 of them all around Pennsylvania, will be giving out free naloxone to anybody who comes in. Because one of the issues, we don't want the cost of the drug to be a deterrent. So it's free for anybody, no prescription needed, no ID, nothing. Just go in and get your free naloxone. And the hope is that we can do more to save lives and get people into treatment.
How much does this, how much does it cost and who's paying for it?
Well, we're all paying for it. In the budget that we're in right now, the General Assembly appropriated $5 million for this, at this point we're not sure how much of that $5 million will be spent on this particular program, but a lot of it will, and the intention is to spend that $5 million, because that's what this is for, to make this available to all Pennsylvanians.
Well, yesterday I just happened to come across in the obituaries a 35-year-old young man, and now more and more families are making it known that succumbed to addiction, and you know, then they tell some of the story, you know, the human side of these tragedies. So I'm hoping we're making progress.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, this is really sad. I think most Pennsylvanians know somebody, have a loved one, a neighbor, somebody who has died or suffered greatly as a result of this disease, and so this is something that I think we're paying much more attention to and acknowledging that it exists, because thousands of Pennsylvanians are dying every year. So we're all, it's a bipartisan thing. we're working together to say, okay, let's stop this kind of a tragedy. If this is a disease we can actually do something about, that's the real tragedy. And so let's do something about it.
Governor, in another topic, and I found this interesting that you took part in this Washington Post panel discussion on tackling mass incarceration. You're talking about $5 million well spent for the drug that'll save people's lives and getting naloxone out there. At the same time, I think most Pennsylvanians probably would grumble at the amount of money that the Commonwealth spends to incarcerate people. And it just seems like every time we turn around, we're hearing about overcrowded prisons. And what's the solution here?
Well, I think criminal justice reform has, again, this is another thing, has broad bipartisan support. Everybody wants to reduce crime. We want to reduce as close to zero as we can get people who are victims. And we also want to reduce costs, the social costs, the economic costs, the financial costs. So our prison population is actually down by over 3,000 people in Pennsylvania. And at $42,000 an incarcerated individual, that's a big savings for the Commonwealth. And our crime rate is down. And so some of the things that we can do, just look at some of the, you know, in hindsight, things that probably don't make much sense that lead to that overcrowding that you talked about. I mean, we've actually closed a prison, you know, there are things that we can do in terms of bail bond reform, probation guidelines, post-conviction rights. Make sure that the people who are put in jail we're not just warehousing people with mental illnesses, you know, because that's one of the problems we have with our jail system right now. People could be in treatment, be a lot more effective and a lot less expensive. So there are a lot of things that we should do to look at our criminal justice system and say, okay, let's make it better, more cost-effective. And it turns out that the best way to do that is to make it fairer. So that's what the criminal justice reform movement is. It's, again, a bipartisan thing. You have people on the extreme right, extreme left, all working together to try to make the system better. And there are lots of opportunities.
Well, as always, Governor, we appreciate your time this morning and all year, and we hope to continue this even into the next year. Even though you won the election, we're hoping you'll still talk to us.
I will.
Okay.
Wow, that was easy.
Just not on Christmas Day.
I understand. Well, you have a Merry Christmas with your family, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot. Nice being with you, and Happy New Year.
You too, Governor.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.